Tanter Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants, by Robin Wall Kimmerer. Narrated by Robin Wall Kimmerer. For all the keepers of the fire, my parents, my daughters, and my grandchildren, yet to join us in this beautiful place. Hold out your hands and let me lay upon them a sheaf of freshly picked sweetgrass, loose and flowing like newly washed hair. Golden green and glossy above, the stems are banded with purple and white where they meet the ground. Hold the bundle up to your nose. Find the fragrance of honeyed vanilla over the scent of river water and black earth, and you understand its scientific name, Hierochloe odorata, meaning the fragrant holy grass. In our language, it is called Wingoshk, the sweet-smelling hair of Mother Earth. Breathe it in, and you start to remember things that you didn't know you'd forgotten. A sheaf of sweetgrass bound at the end and divided into thirds is ready to braid. In braiding sweetgrass so that it is smooth, glossy, and worthy of the gift, a certain amount of tension is needed. As any little girl with tight braids will tell you, you have to pull a bit. Of course you can do it by yourself, by tying one end to a chair, or by holding it in your teeth and braiding backward away from yourself. But the sweetest way is to have someone else hold the end, so that you pull gently against each other, all the while leaning in